With SDPB News, I'm John Nguyen. South Dakota has reported a drop in virus cases as hospital systems in the state ready to administer a COVID-19 vaccine manufactured by Moderna. Monument Health, the largest hospital system in the western part of South Dakota, began administering the vaccine to hospital workers and staff at long-term care facilities in several locations. Meanwhile, the largest hospital systems in the eastern part of the state prepared to receive shipments of the Moderna vaccine and distributing it in the coming days. Sisseton, Wahpeton, Oyate officials are vaccinating frontline workers and elders with the Moderna vaccine. SDPB's Lee Strubinger has more.
The first of 300 vaccine doses will go to healthcare providers, doctors, nurses, and in-house employees who deal with the public every day. The tribe will then vaccinate law enforcement and first responders. The rest of the doses will go to elders. Allison Renville is a spokesperson for the tribe's DARE COVID-19 response team. She says some people have concerns about the vaccine, but a majority of tribal members support and trust the healthcare industry.
There's a good amount of people who are willing to get it, but there's also more of a push for our elders to get it because of the fact that, you know, we're losing language keepers and knowledge keepers every single day. And personally, our reservation here has lost like a couple of handfuls so far of people to this virus, and we can't afford to lose any more.
The Sisseton tribe received the Moderna vaccine at the Woodrow Wilson Keeble Memorial Healthcare Center on Monday morning. That's where shots will be administered until the next vaccination phase. Renville says tribal members should make sure their contact information is up to date with Indian Health Service. They will get a call when it's their turn for the vaccine. For SDPB Radio, I'm Lee Schrupinger in Rapid City.
The holiday season is meant to be a time of joy and celebration. But for many LGBTQ+ and Indigenous Two-Spirit people, it can be especially difficult. Susan Williams is the executive director of the Transformation Project. It's a nonprofit that educates South Dakotans about gender identity and provides resources for transgender youth and adults. Williams says many LGBTQ+ and Native Two-Spirit people have not come out to their families and friends yet, and some fear rejection. Williams says if that happens, it can have serious consequences.
In South Dakota, over the last 6 years, we have seen several anti-trans and anti-LGBTQ+ and two-spirit bills come to our legislature. And so it is a very tense time whenever legislature starts for the individuals that are being marginalized and discriminated against.
Williams says support and advocacy need to go beyond the holidays, especially during the upcoming legislative session.
Maybe you're homeless. Maybe you are couch surfing because your family does not want you anymore because of who you are. It's absolutely soul crushing to know that that is a part of a lot of our communities.
If you or someone you know needs support, there are links to resources online at sdpb.org. For more on the latest news from SDPB, the next podcast will be released after the Christmas holiday. That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.